At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, you know what that means. It means time to talk a little bit about your car, your truck, your van, any problems you're having with those, and you got to bring them in for service at your favorite shop or dealer, and you want to know what the heck could be wrong. Well, we have invited back once again for probably 30 years, Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. It was good to see you yesterday, as I mentioned to our listeners last hour, that I stopped by here to get my usual oil and filter change, among other things, at Lloyd's Automotive. Good to see you. You guys have such great crews there. I mean, they're always so friendly, besides master technicians. And maybe I should mention, too, that I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, but once in a while, there are openings, not often, but openings at that great place called Lloyd's Automotive. Is that still happening there?
There are openings. In fact, the reason that you saw Dan Burns here yesterday was because there are openings. and I've been filling in, you know, for people when they're gone because they're short a guy. So, yes, there are openings here, and if somebody wants to work at Lloyd's Automotive, it's a great place to work, and they should, you know, get over here and apply for a position.
And you and I have talked for years and again, it's been the subject matter for a lot of radio shows, but is college necessary and when the trades are right there? And that's maybe more true than ever. That is a pretty doggone good job, isn't it, as far as an auto technician?
Well, let me tell you, Denny, and you've heard this story, but I'll repeat it. My son went to a four-year college and got a degree and got out of college and decided that he needed to make a living, and his degree was not going to help him with that. So he ended up going back to Dunwoody after he finished his college degree and became a mechanic, actually became a very good mechanic. And he's now out in Denver and has four shops going on out in Denver. So, and that's just a beautiful story. But it's also true that there is lots of opportunity in this business. And so somebody that's interested in, you know, seems to have the aptitude and is comfortable with cars and interested in cars, they absolutely should pursue this, because it's a great career.
Yeah, a lot of opportunity. Boy, Ben's got four shops now. Wow.
Yeah, he does. How about that, huh?
Good for him.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
he was a lot smarter than his dad, and he took what I applied or what I taught him, and he multiplied it. So good for him. That's how it's supposed to go.
I should say so. But Dad's still working. Dad's still filling in. You're going to always be working, one way or the other. I know it.
I am always going to be working, because I just can't handle that much time on my hands. So
no,
I
no, no.
And you know, I come back to Lloyd's because I like the guys. It's really fun to be here.
And it's a good reason, too. It's always fun to visit. Let's grab a phone call, Dan. I think Jimmy's calling in from Elk River this morning. Jimmy, what's your question for Dan Burns?
Yeah, good morning. Kind of long-winded. I have a 2011 Honda Pilot EX, so the all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive system. I was working on the front end, replaced the lower control arms, and those lower control arm ball joints were bad originally, and the stabilizer bushing in the back of that. When I put the lower control arms back in, now, just under a year later, the lower control arm bushing seized to the steering knuckle where it goes through, and there's a sleeve in there. Honda does not make a new one. Aftermarket, the steering knuckles are not made. So now, fast forward to my real question. I replaced the steering knuckles with Salvage Yard, and they have the wheel speed sensor, ABS sensor, in it, and it's plastic, held in by a 10-millimeter nut. And I've broken the original ones out to try and understand how to get the ones that are in the Salvage Yard pieces back out. Or would you just put the Salvage Yard steering knuckles in with the bearings that are in them, because Honda bearings generally don't go bad, and try to see if those vehicle speed sensors will work? Or do you think I'm causing myself disaster and I should just drill and pound them out and try to get new ones in before even putting the steering knuckle in?
I think that's what I would do. It's that, you know, they're very easy to drill out and clean out of there. And so that's what I would recommend on the Salvage Yard ones. Get those out of there, clean them up, clean the holes up good, and put the lubricant, you know, put some dielectric grease on the new ones when you put them in, and slide them in, and be sure that they're going to work good for you. You know, cause it's a lot of work to put that in. So I would do all the work now rather than have to take it apart again and start over. And that, you know, that's always been my policy in the way that I go about fixing a car is, hey, let's do it right the first time and not have to do it again.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, Jimmy sounds like he's a real do-it-yourselfer, but I want to alert our listeners, you don't have to be. This show is for anybody who drives and has problems with their car, truck, or van. I know we're going to take a break here in a moment or two, but I want to invite our listeners to join in. You can call in your car care question, any kind of a car care question. Call it in or text it in. Just one number will get you, either 651-461-9226. Some texts in this morning, Dan, about, oh, this would be interesting. What would happen by mixing up, let me see. Some texts in this morning, Dan, about, oh, this would be interesting. What would happen by mixing up, let me see if I read this correctly, brake fluid and power steering fluid? Well, we never had that question before.
Yeah, well, they won't mix because brake fluid is water soluble and power steering fluid is not. So they won't mix, and I don't know why you would mix that, but wherever you mixed it, the answer is you now have a contaminated fluid, so that can't be used. It needs to come out of the vehicle, and hopefully it's in the power steering unit, because if you put a petroleum-based product in a brake system, you're going to have trouble because it swells all the rubber components in the braking system. But at any rate, the answer is they won't mix, and you've now contaminated the system, so the fluid needs to come out of whatever system you're working on and put fresh fluid back in there.
Good luck with that. All right, Dan, yeah. I'm going to take a quick break here when we come back. Just a reminder, Dan will be here to take his leave about 7:45, so don't wait. Our time goes by so quickly here, and Jack Farrell, of course, steps in at 7:45. So any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you on this Saturday morning, December 2nd. Our number, 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, 23 degrees, going today and tomorrow near 39. Stay with us. CCO time exactly 7:21 Central Standard Time. Danny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, for folks that do need some help from Lloyd's, in fact, we're getting some text messages say, well, "Where do you find? Where do you find Lloyd's? Tell us about that."
Well, we are easy to find, Denny. As you know, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give a call, 651-228-1316.
Yeah, we'll get you that information before Dan takes his leave, which is about 7:45 or so this morning. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Let's grab a phone call from Michael calling in from St. Paul this morning. Michael, good morning. What's your question for Dan?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I have a 2016 Hyundai Santa Fe that I bought last June, 125,000 miles. Love it. Really nice vehicle. Here's my question. Never had a problem starting until recent cold snap. Would turn over as always because it's got a brand new battery. Would turn over as normal, but would not fire. As soon as the temperature raised up, you know, above 30 degrees, started right off. When the second cold snap came in like a week later, same thing happened. Any suggestions?
Well, you'll probably have to bring that in for some diagnosis. If that was in my bay, well, actually, it wouldn't be in my bay. It would be sitting outside on our parking lot. But I would have some test equipment hooked up to it to see what's lacking when the weather turns cold. In other words, are we missing spark? Are we lacking fuel? Are we lacking injector pulse? Or what goes missing so that the vehicle won't start? And once you know that answer, then you can zero in on a particular system and figure out what's going on. But today, without knowing any of that, there's way too many options of things that could be causing that problem. So if you're handy enough and you want to do some of that diagnosis yourself, you're sure welcome to do that. Or I would probably recommend that you drop it off at a shop and tell them this story, have them get into the diagnostics, and I think pretty quickly they'll figure out what's going on for you.
All right, very good. Thank you, Michael. Got a nice text, Dan, you did, it doesn't say from whom. It says, Dan has helped me at Lloyd's Automotive before. He's awesome and a nice guy. Now, you didn't send that, did you? I don't think you did.
I did. I didn't. No, I'm a little more humble. I'm not very humble, but I'm a little more humble than that. Thank you.
No, I know you didn't. You get those comments all the time. Thank you to that listener. Good morning. This texter says, Dan, had my oil changed recently, and the next time I started the vehicle, the check engine light came on, then it went out the next day and has stayed off. Do you know what caused this to happen? Love the show. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what caused it to happen, but I can tell you what the light's about. When you started the vehicle, after you had your oil change, something it failed a self-test. Some component or some system in your vehicle failed a self-test, so the check engine light turned on. And then when you started the vehicle again, it passed that self-test, and then so the check engine light turned off. And if it has not come back on and will never and does never does come back on, you can forget about it. You don't have to worry about it. It'll be fine. If you're curious, whatever happened in that situation, that code would be stored in the computer, and we can access that and get that information. But like I said, if the light is off now and you don't care, if you just want to ignore it, it'll be just fine.
Okay. We were talking about your son Ben and his four shops, repair shops in Denver area. A listener says, what's the name of Dan's son's shops in Denver? My daughter lives there and needs a good car shop.
Yeah.
Let's give Ben a plug.
We'll give Ben a plug. It's his first one that he bought maybe 10 years ago or so is Downing Street Garage in Denver. The second shop he bought was Pearl Street Garage, which is not too far from them, from there. And then up in the Broomfield Boulder area, he has his third shop was called Auto Sport Works, which is kind of a European performance shop. And the fourth one he just got, and I can't remember the name of it right now.
Well, check around. Have your daughter check around, and it probably easily found. We had some good info there.
Or call Lloyd's on Monday, and they all know Ben well. He worked here, you know, for a long time. So
sure, yeah,
yeah.
All right, that's fun. This listener says this via text: 2007 Lexus SUV needing paint touch-ups on the tire rims. Lexus no longer carries the paint for touch-ups. Do you have a suggestion of where I can go find this? I've checked two local stores, and neither carry touch-up paint.
Yeah, well, paint's gotten complicated with all the hazardous stuff that that you have to deal with. But so a lot of people just aren't willing to do it. And the other thing is touch-up paint on a wheel. I don't know that you're going to have success with that anyway. We've tried it in the past and have never had any luck with it. When we have a wheel that doesn't look good anymore and the customer wants to get it cleaned up, there's some shops around town that do just that. They take wheels, they sandblast them, they completely recondition them and refinish them, and they come back looking brand new. And so if you really want your wheels cleaned up, that's what I would recommend that you do is have it cleaned up professionally and spend a little bit of money, but it's worth it to take care of them that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we're going to take a break momentarily. Nice text, another one, Dan. It says, to both Dan and Nick, what a wonderful service you provide CCO listeners. So that's on this show and been doing it for a long time. So thank you both to you, Dan, and to Nick.
That's another little story that, Nick, I just saw a picture of him when he got out of the Marine Corps this week. His mom was in, and we saw a picture of Nick. And, of course, he looked like a little kid back then, but he started working for me right then when he, and he's been working for me he did work for me for 25 years before he bought the shop here. And, so we he's like a kid to me, too. He dates way back, and has a lot to do with my success and my history too.
That's pretty cool. Well, we appreciate you guys taking the time out to help our listeners out here on CCO every week for all these years. Dan, hang on. When we take a break, when we come back, I'm looking at a text, something we've touched on for years. Listener is looking for a used vehicle. Where can I get a third party to inspect, and what are some major things they should look for? And is rust-proofing a good idea? So let's think about that, Dan, as we take a break for weather. We come back. More Car Care Talk here on 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long back at it with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan's with us for a few more minutes before Jack Farrell steps in here. Dan, before the break, we talked about a listener wanted to get a used car but wants to know how do I get a third party to inspect it. Of course, you guys do that at Lloyd's. What do you guys look for, and is rust-proofing a good idea to put on a used car?
Well, basically what we do with a used vehicle inspection, and every shop in town does that. They that's just one of the services that every shop offers is pre-purchase inspections. And, we just look at everything, Denny. It's a safety pre-purchase inspection that checks the brakes, the suspension, the steering. We look for rust, speaking of rust-proofing and, the tires, everything, fluid leaks, any of that sort of stuff. So as I've told you and everybody that I ever meet, do not buy a car without having it inspected, because you just don't know what you're getting otherwise. And you want a professional third party opinion. And with regards to rust-proofing, a lot of people believe in it, and and love it and think it's great, and a lot of people think it's a waste of money, and I'm not sure. My experience would tell me that if you have your vehicle rust-proof, it probably helps. It probably cuts down on, you know, Minnesota winters are harsh, and so I think rust-proofing probably is a good thing, but I don't have a real strong opinion either way. Well, I will tell you, I do not have my vehicles rust-proofed beyond what the manufacturer does. And that's one thing also to remember is all of the manufacturers are very aware of rust now, and they've done a lot to protect vehicles from rusting out, because that's bad for their reputation. If they have a vehicle that rusts out, the manufacturer does not want that to happen.
Yeah, and like you've recommended for years, Dan, when you get your vehicle washed, make sure you do that underbody wash for sure.
Yeah. Yep. That keep helps. It clean is the best way to prevent rust.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's look at another text. High mileage Lexus that runs rough and surges and needs a tune-up based on a computer test. Question is from the listener, do I need to replace plugs and coil, or will just plugs allow it to run better? Coils are pricey.
Yeah, coils are pricey, and most commonly, if you have a cylinder that's misfiring, and I'm assuming that that's what they're talking about, if you have a cylinder that's misfiring, most commonly it's the coil that's causing the trouble. So there again, you'll have to get some diagnostics on that. You can't just throw parts at it and assume that it's going to fix it, because parts are expensive, as you know. And so you can't guess that way. And there's always a professional way to test a vehicle or test a component or a system. And so at Lloyd's Automotive, we are not allowed to guess. We have to prove out what's wrong with the car and sell it and know that the car is going to be fixed when we're done working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Listener says, if my tires are all wearing evenly, do I still have to rotate them?
You don't have to, but I do. I rotate my tires every time I change the oil. And some people think that's obsessive, and maybe it is. I do not recommend that a customer rotate their tires every time that they change their oil. If the tires are wearing evenly, there's no particular need to rotate them. However, if you do rotate them, at least from time to time, it prevents wear patterns from happening on the tires. So even if they're wearing evenly, you know, every year or two, I would rotate the tires anyway, and it's just good for them.
Okay. Just to alert our listeners, we're almost out of time, Dan, and whatever we don't get to today, I'm going to save for our next week's show. So we'll just to alert our listeners on that. Here's a 2015 Equinox tire pressure sensing system. Says check system and shows right rear tire displays nothing. I've checked tire. It's okay. I know the sensor is bad, but I've been told the cost is $150. Or so to fix it. Some say it takes an hour to do, and one will say it takes about 3 hours. What is your opinion?
Well, it definitely does not take 3 hours or even 1 hour. The sensor does need to be replaced. That's what's going on. And when you replace the sensor, it needs to be programmed to the vehicle. So in other words, you have to take tire apart, put a new sensor in, program that new sensor to your vehicle, and then put it all back together. And, you know, it takes less than an hour to do that. But if someone's giving an estimate, that would probably be an accurate estimate.
Okay, very good. Dan, it's always great to hear from you, and it's good to hear you on the radio once again. I'm guessing Nick might be back next Saturday. Is that a guess? Is that correct?
He hasn't asked me to be back next week, so I'm assuming he will be.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Both you and Nick do such a great job for our listeners. So in case I don't see you or talk to you, Merry Christmas to you and Linda, your family, and the whole crew at Lloyd's. And speaking of Lloyd's, how do we get in touch with you guys if we need the help there at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Denny. Thank you. And as always, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue. I saw him putting Christmas decorations up this week, so Grand Avenue is looking good. We are at 982 Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316. In fact, I'll be here and working again on Monday, so there you have it.
Or you can go and get autographed pictures or something from Dan.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, we'll see you soon. I know I'm going to be back for some new tires one of these days. And thanks again. We'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny. Bye now.
You betcha. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell standing by with his wine chat, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Julie Wise and Orrin in the 8 o'clock hour. All ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Well, you know what that means. It means time to talk a little bit about your car, your truck, your van, any problems you're having with those, and you got to bring them in for service at your favorite shop or dealer, and you want to know what the heck could be wrong. Well, we have invited back once again for probably 30 years, Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. I was good to see you yesterday, as I mentioned to our listeners last hour, that I stopped by here to get my usual oil and filter change, among other things, at Lloyd's Automotive. Good to see you. You guys have such great crews there. I mean, they're always so friendly, besides master technicians. And maybe I should mention, too, that I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, but once in a while, there are openings, not often, but openings at that great place called Lloyd's Automotive. Is that still happening there?
There are openings. In fact, the reason that you saw Dan Burns here yesterday was because there are openings. and I've been filling in, you know, for people when they're gone, because they're short of guys. So, yes, there are openings here, and if somebody wants to work at Lloyd's Automotive, it's a great place to work, and they should, you know, get over here and apply for a position.
And you and I have talked for years and again, it's been the subject matter for a lot of radio shows, but is college necessary and when the trades are right there? And that's maybe more true than ever. That is a pretty doggone good job, isn't it, as far as an auto technician?
Well, let me tell you, Denny, and you've heard this story, but I'll repeat it. My son went to a four-year college and got a degree and got out of college and decided that he needed to make a living, and his degree was not going to help him with that. So he ended up going back to Dunwoody after he finished his college degree and became a mechanic, actually became a very good mechanic. And he's now out in Denver and has four shops going on out in Denver. So, yeah, it you know, well, and that's just a beautiful story. But it's also true that there is lots of opportunity in this business. And so somebody that's interested in, you know, is seems to have the aptitude and is comfortable with cars and interested in cars, they absolutely should pursue this because it's a great career.
Yeah, a lot of opportunity. Boy, Ben's got four shops now. Wow.
Yeah, he does. How about that, huh?
Good for him.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
he was a lot smarter than his dad, and and he took what I applied or what I taught him, and he multiplied it. So good for him. That's how it's supposed to go.
I should say so. But Dad's still working. Dad's still filling in. I know you're going to always be working one way or the other. I know it.
I am always going to be working because I just can't handle that much time on my hands. So I come back to Lloyd's because I like the guys. It's really fun to be here.
And it's a good reason, too. It's always fun to visit. Let's grab a phone call, Dan. I think Jimmy's calling in from Elk River this morning. Jimmy, what's your question for Dan Burns?
Yeah, good morning. Kind of long-winded. I have a 2011 Honda Pilot EX, so the all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive system. I was working on the front end, replaced the lower control arms, and those lower control arm ball joints were bad originally, and the stabilizer bushing in the back of that. When I put the lower control arms back in, now, just under a year later, the lower control arm bushing seized to the steering knuckle where it goes through. And there's a sleeve in there. Honda does not make a new one. Aftermarket, the steering knuckles are not made. So now fast forward to my real question. I replaced the steering knuckles with salvage yard, and they have the wheel speed sensor, ABS sensor in it, and it's plastic held in by a 10-millimeter nut. And I've broken the original ones out to try and understand how to get the ones that are in the salvage yard pieces back out. Or would you just put the salvage yard steering knuckles in with the bearings that are in them, because Honda bearings generally don't go bad, and try to see if those vehicle speed sensors will work? Or do you think I'm causing myself disaster and I should just drill and pound them out and try to get new ones in before even putting the steering knuckle in?
I think that's what I would do. It's that, you know, they're very easy to drill out and clean out of there. And so that's what I would recommend on the salvage yard ones. Get those out of there, clean them up, clean the holes up good, and put the lubricant, you know, put some dielectric grease on the new ones when you put them in and slide them in and be sure that they're going to work good for you, you know, because it's a lot of work to put that in. So I would do all the work now rather than have to take it apart again and start over. And that, you know, that's always been my policy in the way that I go about fixing a car is, hey, let's do it right the first time and not have to do it again.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, Jimmy sounds like he's a real do-it-yourselfer, but I want to alert our listeners, you don't have to be. This show is for anybody who drives and has problems with their car, truck, or van. I know we're going to take a break here in a moment or two, but I want to invite our listeners to join in. You can call in your car care question, any kind of a car care question. Call it in or text it in. Just one number will get you either 651-461-9226. Some texts in this morning, Dan, about, oh, this would be interesting. What would happen by mixing up, let me see. Brake fluid and power steering fluid. Well, we've never had that question before.
Yeah, well, they won't mix because brake fluid is water soluble, and power steering fluid is not. So they won't mix. And I don't know why you would mix that, but wherever you mixed it, the answer is you now have a contaminated fluid. So that can't be used. It needs to come out of the vehicle. And hopefully it's in the power steering unit, because if you put a petroleum-based product in a brake system, you're going to have trouble, because it ruins, it swells all the rubber components in the braking system. But at any rate, the answer is they won't mix, and you've now contaminated the system, so the fluid needs to come out of whatever system you're working on and put fresh fluid back in there.
Good luck with that. All right, Dan, yeah. I'm going to take a quick break here when we come back. Just a reminder, Dan has to take his leave about 7:45, so don't wait. Our time goes by so quickly here, and Jack Farrell, of course, steps in at 7:45. So any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you on this Saturday morning, December 2nd. Our number, 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, 23 degrees going today and tomorrow near 39. Stay with us. CCO time, exactly 7:21 Central Standard Time. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, for folks that do need some help from Lloyd's, in fact, we're getting some text messages saying, well, where do you find? Where do you find Lloyd's? Tell us about that.
Well, we are easy to find, Denny. As you know, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria, on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give a call, 651-228-1316.
Yeah, we'll get you that information before Dan takes his leave, which is about 7:45 or so this morning. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Let's grab a phone call from Michael, calling in from St. Paul this morning. Michael, good morning. What's your question for Dan?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I have a 2016 Hyundai Santa Fe that I bought last June, 125,000 miles. Love it. Really nice vehicle. Here's my question. Never had a problem starting until recent cold snap. Would turn over as always, because it's got a brand new battery. Would turn over as normal, but would not fire. As soon as the temperature raised up, you know, above 30 degrees, started right off. When the second cold snap came in like a week later, same thing happened. Any suggestions?
Well, you'll probably have to bring that in for some diagnosis. If that was in my bay, well, actually, it wouldn't be in my bay. It would be sitting outside on our parking lot. But I would have some test equipment hooked up to it to see what's lacking when the weather turns cold. In other words, are we missing spark? Are we lacking fuel? Are we lacking injector pulse? Or what goes missing so that the vehicle won't start? And once you know that answer, then you can zero in on a particular system and figure out what's going on. But today, without knowing any of that, there's way too many options of things that could be causing that problem. So if you're handy enough and you want to do some of that diagnosis yourself, you're sure welcome to do that. Or I would probably recommend that you drop it off at a shop and tell them this story, have them get into the diagnostics, and I think pretty quickly they'll figure out what's going on for you.
All right, very good. Thank you, Michael. Got a nice text, Dan. You did from, it doesn't say from whom. It says, Dan has helped me at Lloyd's Automotive before. He's awesome and a nice guy. Now, you didn't send that, did you? I don't think you did.
I did. I didn't. No, I'm a little more humble. I'm not very humble, but I'm a little more humble than that. Thank you.
No, I know you didn't. You get those comments all the time. Thank you to that listener. Good morning. This texter says, Dan, had my oil changed recently, and the next time I started the vehicle, the check engine light came on, then it went out the next day and has stayed off. Do you know what caused this to happen? Love the show. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what caused it to happen, but I can tell you what the light's about. When you started the vehicle, after you had your oil change, something, it failed a self-test. Some component or some system in your vehicle failed a self-test, so the check engine light turned on. And then when you started the vehicle again, it passed that self-test, and then the check engine light turned off. And if it has not come back on and will never and never does come back on, you can forget about it. You don't have to worry about it. It'll be fine. If you're curious, whatever happened in that situation, that code would be stored in the computer, and we can access that and get that information. But like I said, if the light is off now and you don't care, if you just want to ignore it, it'll be just fine.
Okay. We were talking about your son Ben and his four shops, repair shops in Denver area. A listener says, what's the name of Dan's son's shops in Denver? My daughter lives there and needs a good car shop.
No. So
let's give Ben a plug.
We'll give Ben a plug. It's his first one that he bought maybe 10 years ago or so is Downing Street Garage in Denver. The second shop he bought was Pearl Street Garage, which is not too far from there. And then up in the Broomfield Boulder area, he has his third shop was called Auto Sport Works, which is kind of a European performance shop. And the fourth one he just got, and I can't remember the name of it right now.
Well, check around. Have your daughter check around, and it probably easily found. We had some good info there.
Or call Lloyd's on Monday, and they all know Ben well. He worked here, you know, for a long time. So
sure, yeah,
yeah.
All right, that's fun. This listener says this via text: 2007 Lexus SUV needing paint touch-ups on the tire rims. Lexus no longer carries the paint for touch-ups. Do you have a suggestion of where I can go find this? I've checked two local stores, and neither carry touch-up paint.
Yeah, well, paint's gotten complicated with all the hazardous stuff that that you have to deal with. So a lot of people just aren't willing to do it. And the other thing is touch-up paint on a wheel. I don't know that you're going to have success with that anyway. We've tried it in the past and have never had any luck with it. When we have a wheel that doesn't look good anymore and the customer wants to get it cleaned up, there's some shops around town that do just that. They take wheels, they sandblast them, they completely recondition them and refinish them, and they come back looking brand new. And so if you really want your wheels cleaned up, that's what I would recommend that you do is have it cleaned up professionally and spend a little bit of money, but it's worth it to take care of them that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we're going to take a break momentarily. Nice text, another one, Dan. It says, to both Dan and Nick, what a wonderful service you provide CCO listeners. So that's on this show and been doing it for a long time. So thank you both to you, Dan, and to Nick.
That's another little story that, Nick, I just saw a picture of him when he got out of the Marine Corps this week. His mom was in, and we saw a picture of Nick. And, of course, he looked like a little kid back then, but he started working for me right then when he, and he's been working for me for 25 years before he bought the shop here. And, so we he's like a kid to me, too.
It happens.
Way back. And has a lot to do with my success and my history, too.
That's pretty cool. Well, we appreciate you guys taking the time out to help our listeners out here on CCO every week for all these years. Dan, hang on. When we take a break, when we come back, I'm looking at a text, something we've touched on for years. Listener is looking for a used vehicle. Where can I get a third party to inspect, and what are some major things they should look for? And is rust proofing a good idea? So let's think about that, Dan, as we take a break for weather. We come back. More Car Care Talk here on 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCS Car Care Show. Denny Long back at it with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan's with us for a few more minutes before Jack Farrell steps in here. Dan, before the break, we talked about a listener wanting to get a used car but wants to know if how do I get a third party to inspect it. Of course, you guys do that at Lloyd's. What do you guys look for, and is rust proofing a good idea to put on a used car?
Well, you know, basically what we do with a used vehicle inspection, and every shop in town does that. I mean, that's just one of the services that every shop offers is pre-purchase inspections. And, we just look at everything, Denny. It's a safety pre-purchase inspection that checks the brakes, the suspension, the steering. We look for rust, you know, speaking of rust proofing, and, the tires, all everything, fluid leaks, any of that sort of stuff. So as I've told you and everybody that I ever meet, do not buy a car without having it inspected, because you just don't know what you're getting otherwise. And you want a professional third party opinion. And with regards to rust proofing, you know, a lot of people believe in it and love it and think it's great. And a lot of people think it's a waste of money, and I'm not sure. My experience would tell me that if you have your vehicle rust-proof, it probably helps. It probably cuts down on, you know, Minnesota winters are harsh, and so I think rust-proofing probably is a good thing, but I don't have a real strong opinion either way. Well, I will tell you, I do not have my vehicles rust-proofed beyond what the manufacturer does. And that's one thing also to remember is all of the manufacturers are very aware of rust now, and they've done a lot to protect vehicles from rusting out, because that's bad for their reputation. If they have a vehicle that rusts out, the manufacturer does not want that to happen.
Yeah, and like you've recommended for years, Dan, when you get your vehicle washed, make sure you do that underbody wash for sure.
Keep it clean is the best way to prevent rust.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's look at another text. High mileage Lexus that runs rough and surges and needs a tune-up based on a computer test. Question is from the listener: do I need to replace plugs and coil, or will just plugs allow it to run better? Coils are pricey.
Most commonly, if you have a cylinder that's misfiring, and I'm assuming that that's what they're talking about, if you have a cylinder that's misfiring, most commonly it's the coil that's causing the trouble. So there again, you'll have to get some diagnostics on that. You can't just throw parts at it and assume that it's going to fix it, because parts are expensive, as you know. And so you can't guess that way. And there's always a professional way to test a vehicle or test a component or a system. And so at Lloyd's Automotive, we are not allowed to guess. We have to prove out what's wrong with the car and sell it and know that the car is going to be fixed when we're done working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Listener says, if my tires are all wearing evenly, do I still have to rotate them?
You don't have to, but I do. I rotate my tires every time I change the oil. And some people think that's obsessive, and maybe it is. I do not recommend that a customer rotate their tires every time that they change their oil. If the tires are wearing evenly, there's no particular need to rotate them. However, if you do rotate them, at least from time to time, it prevents wear patterns from happening on the tires. So even if they're wearing evenly, you know, every year or two, I would rotate the tires anyway, and it's just good for them.
Okay. Just to alert our listeners, we're almost out of time, Dan, and whatever we don't get to today, I'm going to save for our next week's show. So we'll just to alert our listeners on that. Here's a 2015 Equinox tire pressure sensing system. Says check system and shows right rear tire displays nothing. I've checked tire. It's okay. I know the sensor is bad, but I've been told the cost is $150. Or so to fix it. Some say it takes an hour to do, and one will say it takes about 3 hours. What is your opinion?
Well, it definitely does not take 3 hours or even 1 hour. The sensor does need to be replaced. That's what's going on. And when you replace the sensor, it needs to be programmed to the vehicle. So in other words, you have to take tire apart, put a new sensor in, program that new sensor to your vehicle, and then put it all back together. And, you know, it takes less than an hour to do that. But if someone's giving an estimate, that would probably be an accurate estimate.
Okay, very good. Dan, it's always great to hear from you, and good to hear you on the radio once again. I'm guessing Nick might be back next Saturday. Is that a guess? Is that correct?
He hasn't asked me to be back next week, so I'm assuming he will be.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Both you and Nick do such a great job for our listeners. So in case I don't see you or talk to you, Merry Christmas to you and Linda, your family, and the whole crew at Lloyd's. And speaking of Lloyd's, how do we get in touch with you guys if we need the help there at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Denny. Thank you. And as always, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue. I saw him putting Christmas decorations up this week, so Grand Avenue is looking good. We are at 982 Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316. In fact, I'll be here and working again on Monday, so there you have it.
Or you can go and get autographed pictures or something from Dan.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, we'll see you soon. I know I'm going to be back for some new tires one of these days. And thanks again. We'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny. Bye now.
You betcha. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell standing by with his wine chat, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Julie Wise and Orrin in the 8 o'clock hour. All ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Infinity Refreshing!